here at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, for, as they call it in the KHSAA, the greatest show in hoops. High school boys basketball at its finest. Today, the Shelby County Rockets take on the Mason County Royals. Out of the 10th region, Mason County, major seat there in Mason County is in Maysville. The Rockets, they're introducing the lineups right now. So, Doc, let's set the stage for this game.
Well, starting for the Mason County Royals, you have number 21, a forward, in Darius Miller, the 6'7 senior. Number 22, a guard, in Ethan King, a 6'3 senior. Number 24, a guard, in Trevor Setti, a 6'7 senior. Number 33, a guard, in Russ Middleton, a 6'3 junior. And number 43, a forward, in Keith Downing, a 6'2 junior. Starting for your Shelby County Rockets, number 4, guard, Alex Matthews, a 6'3 senior. Number 15, a guard, in Tim Stamper, a 6-foot senior. Number 30, a forward, in Cody Menace, a 6'5 senior. Number 40, a forward, in Alex Sheehan, a 6'4 senior. And number 22, a guard, Cash Tomlinson, a 5'2 sophomore.
We're going to kick it over to Tony Rubel right now. He just talked to Alex Creakey and got a report on injury updates for Cody and Alex.
Yes, Phil, injury report. Cody Menace's left calf is a little bit sore, but it looks like it's going to be okay. And, of course, Alex Matthews, his shoulder is sore, and he is scheduled for surgery on Thursday. Alex Creakey, give me that information, trainer for Shelby County.
Interesting to note that Alex Matthews wore a brace, a protective brace on that left shoulder throughout the entire season. He doesn't have it on today. He is tempting fate.
Yes,
what's he doing, man?
I don't know what he's doing.
You got to dress it up the same way every ball game.
Well, not only that, but he had it on ever since he hurt his shoulder there against Madison Central, and he has worn it, you know, in
every
game
ball
since
game.
Then. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. You know, with him scheduled for surgery, you know it's got to be ailing him something fierce.
Yeah, absolutely. See, he's had his arm taped up. He's got a couple of bruises on that left arm. So we'll see how well he's going to handle this pressure today. We are ready for tip-off. It's going to be Darius Miller and Cody Menace, two of the top 20 players in the state that are going to be tipping it up here at Rupp Arena, Final Four action. The winner of this game will take on Covington Homes tonight at 8 o'clock. Referee steps in, and we are ready to play. Shelby County in their white. Mason County gets the tip. They're moving to the left side of your dial. Keith Downing has the ball. It moves it to the right side. Shelby County picks up man-to-man. Three-point shot from the corner. Trevor Setti missed it. Matthews comes down with a rebound. Tomlinson will bring it into the front court. Moves to the right side. Mason County picks up man-to-man. Sanford has it on the left. Gets it down low to Menace. He puts it up, and they're going to call him for the walk. Got tied up with Miller. Boy, that is going to be a great matchup if they pair them together tonight. That is going to be great. There's a little contact there, and Cody lost his footing and turned the ball over on a walk. Middleton brings the ball in, gets it in the offense. Miller has it now on the left side. Matthews is on him. Kicks it up high to King. King gets it over to Setti. Back up to Miller, top of the key. Matthews is out on him. Matthews spots up at the three, gets a little separation, puts the shot up, no good. Sheehan comes down with a rebound. Gets the ball to Tomlinson. He's picked up in the backcourt. Downing's on him. Now there's a double team. And Cash quickly calls timeout as he got tied up. That's going to be something they're going to take advantage of with Cash Tomlinson, what, about 5'8"?
Yeah.
He got over against the sideline, and two guys that are 6'2 and 6'4 immediately jumped him in the backcourt.
Right.
And that's going to be a tall order to try to get that ball over that.
You remember Sesame Street where they would take and they'd put out three things that are same and one's the difference?
Yeah, that was it right there.
None of these guys are all together. One of these guys just doesn't belong.
We're not saying that in a basketball ability, but just pure height-wise,
yeah,
Cash would be the standout there for not being a part of that. 6'4", 6'2", 5'8". Matthews will inbounds the ball. They called a quick 30-second timeout, reset the offense. And that's the thing. What happened was all the Shelby County Rockets ran away from him, getting down in their offensive set and left him by himself. Matthews got the ball, moves it to Sheehan on the left perimeter. Mason County man-to-man. Sanford has it top of the key, gets it to Cash Tomlinson. He'll bring it back top, kicks it to Menace on the left side. Wow, I'm excited that matchup, Miller and Minnis. Tomlinson, three-pointer, and he starts it off. Shelby County takes the lead 3-0 on the three-pointer by Cash Tomlinson.
And they won't leave the little guy alone for long.
Well, apparently that's a, you know, they were about 6 feet off of him. They're going to make him get involved in the offense. Downing has the ball right side. Minnis is out on him. They get it down to Steady. He's in the corner. Matthews comes out. He tries to go baseline, pulls it back out. Right side. Looks down low to Minnis. Or down low to Miller. Minnis adjusted the shot. It came down to Downing. Downing put the shot up. It was blocked by Sanford. But Miller came in and got the rebound and put up a fall-away jumper from about 12 feet. Tomlinson has the ball backcourt, kicks it to Matthews. Matthews brings it front court, left side, draws the double team, kicks it to Tomlinson on the right. Now you got Darius Miller covering Cash Tomlinson. Knocked the ball away and loose ball. Tomlinson comes up, drives in the lane, puts up a little 15-footer, and Cash Tomlinson has the first 5 points for Shelby County, 5-2. Shelby County leads with 5:33 to play. Middleton has the ball. He gets it to Steady in the corner. They look down low. Miller's got it. He's triple teamed, so he gets it across to Downing. Downing steps in the lane and puts a shot up. And
I think they're going to get Sheehan for the foul.
He got Sheehan up in the air with a double pump and then drew the contact.
Yeah, that's going to be Sheehan's first, team first. But that is going to send, is that number 43?
Yeah,
is
Keith Downing.
Yeah, Keith Downing to the line for two. He's normally a 37% free throw shooter. The first one hits the top of the bucket, rolls in. Score is 5-3 with 5:23 to go here in the first period.
That's a good looking stroke for 37%.
Yeah, I know. We'd have to look how many he's attempted to take.
Well, he's a starter. I'd
second
say he's
shot's
getting
up,
it up there.
No good.
Sheehan comes down with a rebound. 5-3, Shelby County with the early lead. All 5 points have come from the point guard, Cash Tomlinson. The smallest guy on the floor by far. Matthews has it left side. Gets it up high to Sanford. Spots up for a three. No good. And loose ball. Miller comes up with it. It's 2-on-2. He's going to bring it down. Gets it over on the break to King. King put the shot up and missed, but Miller came in and scooped up the rebound and put it back in. 5-5. Tomlinson's going to lose the ball out of bounds. They say it went off Downing.
No, it's turnover.
Oh, no, they give it, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Dribbled it off his foot.
Yeah.
So Mason County will get the ball. Beckley quickly checks into the ball game along with Nigel Beach. Sheehan and Tomlinson are going to go to the bench. The important thing for Shelby County on that backcourt pressure, they've got to keep the ball in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, and not only that, but they've got to keep two guys back there at all times.
Yeah. Downing with the ball. He kicks it to the right corner to Ethan King, and Ethan King puts up a three-pointer. And Mason County takes the lead, 8-5. Beckley with the ball. Draws the double team. Kicks it to Matthews. He brings it front court left side. Gets it inside to Minnis. He drives down the lane. Puts up the shot and is stripped away. And he's going to go to the line for two.
Yeah, I believe the foul is going to be on number 24. And that's Trevor Setti. That's going to be his first, team first. But that is going to send Cody to the line. Cody's first chance there. That was his first attempt at a basket. It was a good look. Cody put it down on the floor instead of just taking it straight to the hoop. First shot's up and good. Score right now, 6-8. Mason County has a 2-point lead, 4:29 to go here in the first. Cody Minnis, normally a 58.4% free throw shooter this season. Second shot's in.
That makes the score 8-7. Mason County with the lead with 4:26 to play here first period. Middleton brings the ball midcourt. Shelby County switches to that 1-2-2 zone. Matthews is out front. Middleton with the ball, top of the key. Got two guys on the wing, elbow extended. He tries to throw it in the corner, knocked away by Sanford, and Minnis comes up with the loose ball. Beckley quickly brings it front court, kicks it to Sanford, right corner. He brings it back up top and gives it off to Beckley. Mason County stays man-to-man. Nigel Beach gets it left side, kicks it to Matthews, top of the key. Back to Minnis out on the left perimeter. Beckley spots up for a three and drains at the point guard position is putting out the point production for Shelby County. And they
total.
Take the lead 10-8. Shelby County up by two with 3:36 here in the first period.
That was a smooth look by Boomer right there, just putting it over top of Miller.
King has the ball high out on the right side. Shelby County back to man-to-man. Middleton left side gets it to Miller. Miller on the baseline moves it up, puts up a 17-footer. No good. And the ball looks like Downing came in to try to get the rebound and went off his hands and out of bounds. So it'll go over to Shelby County.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Boomer drive up the middle between the trees here.
Donovan Johnson just checked into the ball game. Sanford's going to go out for a little break. Menace has the ball, midcourt, 3-on-1, fast break. They give it to Johnson. Johnson put it up, and it was stripped away by King, I believe. Ball out of bounds for Shelby County. Had a 3-on-1 there. Good stop there by Middleton.
Got his hands out, put it out inside, and stripped the ball.
Matthews will inbounds the ball underneath his goal on the right side. Gets it up top to Beckley. Mason County comes out man-to-man. Beach, left side, got Seti on him. Now Matthews, top of the key with Middleton. Menace, back to Beckley. Donovan Johnson, right side, spots up for a three, and that's what we're going to need. 13-8, Shelby County with 3 3-pointers so far to begin this ball game. And I tell you, that's the kid who's got to have a big game, in my opinion, today. Donovan Johnson, because of his athletic abilities, long and lean, he can match up with these guys.
Yes, he can.
Middleton with the ball, Downing, back to Middleton, and spots up for his own three-pointer.
Chucks it home.
Middleton makes a three-pointer at 13-11, and there he is. Boomer Beckley drives through the lane, lays it up and in. You got your wish, Doc.
I did. Right there.
Right down through the middle, and Mason County Royals. Coach O'Hearn wants a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Rocket Sports Radio on 93.3.
Case IHJ X Series tractors let you take on the tough tasks in comfort. The JX cab is the roomiest in the business and offers deluxe features at an economy price. And a smooth 12x12 transmission makes forward reverse shifting effortless. Even servicing the JX tractor is easy. 5 fuel-efficient JX Series models range from 45 to 80 PTO horsepower. See one today at Jacoby Sales, your Case IH dealer in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales proudly underwrites WXLN program.
24 remains here in the first period. Shelby County with a 15-11 lead, 4-point lead. Coach O'Hearn for the Royals wanted a quick timeout. I think he was pretty disgusted that the 5'6" Boomer Beckley drove right down the lane and laid it up and in over his trees.
Look, they got number 15 checking into the game, Ryan Hamm, 5'9".
Yeah, he's their sixth starter, or sixth man, first guy off the bench. Middleton will bring it front court. Gives it off to Seti. Seti, top of the key. Shelby County, 1-2-2 zone. They get it to King, right side. Back up to Hamm. Hamm is 5'9", averages 0.8 points a game, so he's not really an offensive threat. They get it in the corner. Three-pointer by DeSeti. No good, and Boomer Beckley comes down with a long rebound. He'll bring it front court. Hamm's on him. Mason County stays man-to-man. Beach gets it on the right side. Looks in the lane. Nothing there. Gets it back to Beckley. Beckley's going to try to go down the lane. Kicks it left to Matthews. Puts up a little 15-footer, and it's off. Miller for Mason County comes down with the ball. 1:33 remaining. Shelby County still with a 4-point lead. King in the right corner steps in about 16 feet. Puts up a jumper on the baseline, and it's good. Cuts the lead to 2. Beckley backcourt. He's pressured. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson put it up at the three-pointer. He missed it. Miller comes down with a rebound. Gets it to Downing. Or that's Middleton in the corner. Spots up for a three. And he makes it. And Mason County will take the lead. 16-15 with 50 seconds on the clock. Beckley drives down the lane. Pulls it back out. Gets it to Beach. Beach gives it back to Beckley. Hams on him. Now Johnson. Johnson looks out to drive down the lane. Puts it up. Puts a floater up. He shot it way up over Miller. No good. And it looks like Seti came down with the rebound. Now Darius Miller will bring it front court, left side. Johnson's on him. Drives in the lane. Kicks it out to Middleton in the corner. Spots up for a three. Not there. 20 seconds on the clock. Beckley will walk it up with 16 seconds to play. 12 seconds. He gets it to Matthews, high right side. Middleton comes out on Matthews. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Not really sure why.
I don't either.
Trying to find out some kind of explanation, and we've got a timeout.
It's a full timeout.
It's a full timeout. And it looks like it's going to be a official timeout or a media timeout. May have had some problems with the clock or something. I'm not sure. 11.6 on the clock. We'll send it back to the studio for about 30 seconds on WXLN 93.3.
Keith Nethery Insurance is proud to be an underwriter for WXLN and Rocket Basketball. I'm Keith Nethery. If you have a need for any health-related insurance, call me. I work with Medicare supplements, senior drug plans, individual or group health, and long-term care insurance. My number is 633-2812, and I'm located directly across from the courthouse.
Go Rockets!
11.6 seconds remain here in the first period. Shelby County trails by one, 16-15 to Mason County. We had a timeout on the floor. It was an official timeout. Not really sure why. Trying to get some explanation on it. But anyway, it was a full timeout. Both benches are getting ready to come back out. It'll be Shelby County ball at half court. Tony, what do you got?
Yeah, guys, they designed a last-second shot. They want to make sure that they get a good shot at this, and they're going to try to get it inside the Cody minute.
All right, we'll see what happens here. 10 seconds, Cash Tomlinson check back into the ball game. Drives top of the key, spots up for a little jumper, no good. Ball is going out of bounds with two to go here in the first period. And same thing that happened, no, they say Matthews stepped out of bounds. Alex Matthews went out of bounds with the basketball, and he tried to call a timeout similar to what he did against Hazard last night, but the referee wasn't buying it this time. So it's going to go over to Mason County with 1.8 to play here first period. Three-quarter length pass comes in, and Menace intercepts it. Half-court shot, and it doesn't go, and that's the end of the first period. Shelby County trails by one, 16-15 over Mason County. You're listening to WXLN 93.3.